Blog Talk Radio.
Hello?
What's up, baby? What you got on?
What you mean, what I got on?
What's up? You know what this is?
Do you know what time it is?
Yeah, what time? What time is it?
It's time for Legal Dope Radio.
Radio. 9 o'clock p.m. Legal Dope Radio is about to begin. Smoke what you smoke, smoke it. Drink what you drink, drink it. Every Wednesday we make it feel like a week. Yeah. Pull up a chair, score the key. My niggas fresh air, about as cool as the breeze. And so is Dread. Keep his nine like the dial on your dash. Kickstand, the fourth man. With the news, tell you something important. Yeah. Got some new shit. Yeah, give it a list. Give it. Call up the phone, tell us hit it or quit. Play some new school with a whole lot of energy. Yeah. Play some old school, watch it bring back memories. Reporting live from Illinois. You are now tuned in to the Legal Dope Pool. Be glad.
Yeah, I'm out high clubbing. Bitch, I'm going fishing, catch a boy yacht clubbing.
catch me out in public, pockets Ruben Sussy, and you know I get it, this life, I fucking love it. And I see you when you're two-piece, and the coupe got two seats, somehow I always fit three. And you always gon' fit me. And I put this dick in your kidney. You love it how I do it, no one's done it how I done it. I get money like it's government.
If you wanna go, then baby we can roll. If you need to go,
and check it out. This Wednesday, man, we're getting addicted. It's your favorite Dope Boys, man. Quarter to Great.
Mr. Man, they make, you know, rap like this.
Legal Dope.
Fresh Air to People's Player.
Jump Steel 420 Friendly, you know what I'm saying? on the hiatus right now, you did when I'm talking about, so pardon me if my voice sounds a little different.
You did.
And the check game, though, like you say, man, it's part two of the New Music Wednesday, and I'd be remiss in my, you know, real people duties if I didn't keep my promise, you know what I'm saying, from last week, because I know we're supposed to play two GOV joints. You dig? And
we got both of them.
You dig what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like I said, we're going to get you reacquainted with more from last week, a little later in the show. But we're going to bust this new one up. We're going to bust our little head with this new one right here.
Yeah, that's really what it's about, because Young Douglas was actually one of the artists that we played last Wednesday on part one.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
And he's in the building today.
Definitely. So we're going to interview homeboy Young Douglas. I know Fresh got a bunch of shit to say, because he just tripping off the fact that fam just saying that. He's standing on the fact that, you know, this is my hood and this is my name.
You got to be hard, man, to name yourself your neighborhood, because...
Period.
You know, I'm pretty sure it's a slew of niggas that I want to come at your rap. You know what I mean? Not even violently, but, you know, another rap nigga would be like, you know? So whatever it is, you got to be thorough.
Right.
See what I'm saying? To call yourself your neighborhood. Whatever your neighborhood is, wherever you're from. You know what I mean? If you know what I'm saying, call yourself Mr. Lake Forest, I'm sure there's somebody out there that want to, you know, make sure you live up to it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You better have a cake. And your mama better have fences in the driveway and all kind of shit. You know what I'm saying? So
right.
We don't get to this GOV joint.
Oh, yeah, CC.
You know?
CZ's.
Get to this young GOV joint, man. We're going to break ground right here. We're going to hit y'all over the head with it. How about y'all just get addicted, man? How about that? Y'all with that? Get addicted.
I'm with it.
I don't rock diamonds. I know that ain't heard of. If I don't promote my own kind, being mad bird. My soul ain't for sale. The revolution got them nerd. They brainwash the hood, but I'ma do the hood. I don't rock diamonds, 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 I don't r earlobe. CDs in my necklace, CDs in my timepiece, that ice charm reckless. Shining like a diamond, but my life ain't in jeopardy. Stacking money, how is that swagging on my celebrity? Man made the same thing, but I ain't tricked the bread, yo. But when that light hit that ice, I'm looking like the man, though. Still catching G5 flights out to Sandro. Can we hit the flea market before we do the damn show? 22 karat gold, stuffed in full of CDs. $1,500 chain, now it look like 40 G's. Light, bright, shawty, and no, I'm not a wannabe. Pinky ring, glisten, copped it out the Source magazine. Blue the rack, looking like Slick. Spend 100 G's, get on track, screaming out my wrist worth 20 keys. I ain't tricking on no blood diamonds, that don't interest me. I go against the grain in it, never mind the penalty. I don't rock diamonds, I know that ain't heard of, cause I don't promote my own kind, being mad murder. My soul ain't for sale, the revolution got them nervous. They brainwash the hood, but I'ma do the hood a service. I don't rock diamonds, I don't rock diamonds. When the light hit, then I brighten up the whole room like a light switch. Haters gon' hate, but I think the girls like it, cause they conversating, trying to figure what the price is. You can take a guess, but can't predict it like a psychic. I ain't shine bright, light, look like lightning. I know, I'm sending them, I got them all lifeless. Now they all wish that they wrist look like this. I rock CZs, haters wanna be me, mad cause they ain't animated for the TV. You can take a look, but it's the blind, you like Stevie. In other words, when I've lost, it's hard for you to see me. Yeah, it ain't easy, but I can only be me. But every time I take a look, it look like I'm in 3D. Yours look measly, ugly like Sealy. Mine keep me cool when it's hot, I'm breezy. I don't rock diamonds, I know that ain't heard of, cause I don't promote my own kind, being mass murder. My soul ain't for sale, the revolution got them nervous. They brainwash the hood, but I'ma do the hood a service. I don't rock diamonds, I don't rock diamonds. Revolution got them nervous. They brainwash the hood, but I'ma do the hood a service. I don't rock diamonds, I don't rock diamonds, rock diamonds, I don't rock diamonds.
Hey, Third Shift is the movement, you know what I'm saying? Big shout out to the GOV, you know what I'm saying? Takes a real nigga to say, I don't rock diamonds, I rock CZs. Shout out to the GOV.
That shit hard.
Shit hard.
Shit hard,
you know what I mean?
It is hard because the lead up to it was the fool said, I'm going to do the other service. You know what I'm saying? It can definitely fly over your head. You know what I'm saying? So.
Big shout out to the GOV.
Big shout out to them boys.
You know what I'm saying? Third Shift is the movement, you know what it is. They get it in down there, you know what I'm saying? Hey, man, real people do real things, you know what I'm saying? Speaking of real people doing real things, big shout out to Currency Cartel.
Because they in the hood.
Currency Cartel in the hood right now, they shooting a video, you know what I'm saying? Been out here, you know, a couple hours doing their thing, you know what I'm saying? Also, the boy Q fell down on this man the other day, bro, and hung out with us for 2 or 3 hours, you know what I'm saying? Like, that was real right there. You know what I mean? Like, you looked us up, seen somebody in the hood, you know what I'm saying? Quarter the great, fell in on him, pull up on me with the dude in the whip. You know what I'm saying? It was simple as that, you know what I'm saying? So big shout out to the boy Q.
And he just jumped out on me.
Cartel.
He seen it was me, popped out, and his ride left. The person that was driving the car just drove off. You know, he just came and joined the whip. That's just like, that's real shit. You know, so... That's once again, but you know how it is, man. Real niggas do real shit because everybody out here trying to do it, man, but everybody ain't doing it right. And shout out to the people that's doing it right, man. Shout out to the BMG. Shout out to Block SQ. You know what I'm talking about? Shout out to Young Staff, lad. Fresh Air People's Player, Quarter the Great, of course. You know what I'm saying? The whole BMC.
Willie Bogart, what up, Joe?
Willie Bogart. Shout out to the boy Jay Potter, Fly Guy, Freddie Free. I'm sorry I didn't get them in.
What?
Freddie Free.
What?
You know, Kegs.
What?
Before,
what?
You
what?
Know what I mean?
What?
Hey, you know, the bastard. Say it.
Don't forget to say the bastard, man. Shout out to the homie. He ain't sitting there with us today. He had to tend to some business, you know what I'm saying? He out on assignment.
Man, it feels different without him here, though.
He out on assignment right now, you know what I'm saying? That's a part of the squad. You know what it is. Shout out to the bastard, you know what I mean?
Hey, man, we're getting it in like we do, you know?
We're going to get into him with Friday night in a little while. You know how he get it in. We're going to stretch it up with him. You know what I mean? He freaked out last week, you know what I mean? We had to
hit the thing over. Hey, but okay, okay, I'm going to tell you what it was. We didn't hear what he said. Because when I went back and listened to the show, when we was talking about throwing the car in the gutter and going to buy another, he thought we was talking about, like, we thought we was clowning him. Like, and then he said, you got to hear it. I listened to the show again. It's funny, though. Because you got to hear it. It's funny because it's Fresh and Friday, fam, the way they bounce off each other is funny. So when I re-listen to the shows, that, you know, and I do it all the time. I listen to some shows 2-3 times. And when I listen to them, man, I really critique them, of course. And but I get a kick out of it, too. So if you get in the podcast.
You get a kick out of it.
Yeah.
Also, before I forget, man, big shout out to Megadeth. You know what I'm saying? We got some shit brewing. You know what I'm saying? That 808 Nick Megadeth. You know what I mean? We got some shit brewing. Fam been, you know, in a lab cooking up some shit or whatever. Been working with the Bully. You know what I mean? They've been doing a couple things or whatever. So big shout out to people doing positive things. Megadeth is definitely one of them. On another note, too. Yeah, I know it's, you know, it's random as hell, you know what I'm saying, but I just feel like I got to fit everybody in. Only because I believe he's a Chicago native, you dig, and also I'm a Michigan man, so, you know, I got to say this, you know what I'm saying. Rest in peace, Robert Tractor Trailer, you know what I'm saying, fam died at the age of 34, tender age of 34, young, you know what I mean, heart attack, and it's messed up because he's playing ball right now. You know, I'm sorry, for those who don't know, he was in the NBA. You know what I mean? He played for Michigan. You know what I mean? And it's kind of wild because he was playing ball in Puerto Rico. You know what I mean? And unfortunately, he was on the phone with his wife when it happened. You know what I mean? Like, that's kind of messed up. You understand what I'm saying? So, like, that's tough. That's tough to swallow, I'm sure. You know what I'm saying? So, condolences out to the Trailer family, you know what I mean? I don't know, like I said, that's just kind of weird, you know what I'm saying? You know, and it was messed up. It was even more messed up because they were on the phone together, you know, and she explained it like the call dropped or something, you know, something weird happened or whatever, you know what I mean? So she got on the phone with the team heads or whatever have you. So I can say rest in peace to Tractor Trailer, condolences to his family, you know what I mean, because like I said, again, that's messed up. You know what I mean? And the Legal Dope Boys definitely got to report what we know. You know what I'm saying? And I just learned that on the way into the office. So, we'll talk.
Hey, man. That's crazy.
So, yeah, we're going to play a song, man.
I got something beautiful for him, man. Get a ticket.
This is the life, no nagging, love living singing, yeah. Go to my show, perform and then sing,
yeah.
No text messages like where you at,
what?
With no voicemails like you better call back, I kinda miss that, sure, young Denzel acting like I really miss her,
yeah.
Oscar, Grammy, I'm just a nominee, cause I can't act like you on no part of me, when they call me, I be phony, knowing damn well in my heart I'm lonely, stuck. And they're driving me nuts as P. Light.
Man, City, what's the hold up?
Don't know. Gotta figure out where I went wrong. That would I do anything just to get my girl back in fact. Hope that she understands that being with her made me a better man.
Oh,
cause something so good just goes so wrong. Can't fix this by playing off so
on. Break up to make up a daily routine. Mood changing like a pair of blue jeans. Can't let go, can't break this habit. Strung out love, I'm such an addict. Break it all down in Ziploc baggy. Futuristic love, equip my gadgets. It's so magic, so unreal. Just be patient, time reveals. I know you wanna act like you don't be hearing me. Got your heart and I got you physically. I just wanna start with good friends. Tend to be shared interests, ain't got the same tendency. Don't wanna fight, don't wanna be your enemy. Ain't about numbers, girl, it's about chemistry.
Can't yeah. Can't anybody else speaking me?
Hey.
I can't get enough, can't feel enough.
Would've knew it till another man would. Now you want a handcuff, put her on lockdown. Don't be getting mad when she's telling you to stop now. See, I know, you ain't gotta tell me. Bringing up memories of walking down Elm Street. Now I always keep my girl real close to me, cause I already know where I'm supposed to
right.
Be.
Get just tired of moving around like musical chairs. I promise I won't disappear, so take a seat and get comfy, cause we both know you're not here for the money. It's tip time for me to get a clue that I couldn't have my cake and still eat it too. But I all put candles on it. But how long I want you to be with me, the number is infinity, girl.
Hey.
Newgrounds, man, SP, homie City over there getting it in, man. That's one of my favorite joints right there. You know what I mean? Fam brought me that joint. I'm going to keep it 100. Fam didn't even bring me that joint. I was there in the studio. You know what I mean? And, you know, a couple days after they recorded the joint, and Fam played it for me. You dig? And that was one of them songs that took me there. You know what I mean? To every good time I ever had, you know what I'm saying, and every party scene I was ever in. And so I wasn't leaving the studio without that song, you know what I mean? And Fam was skeptical. He had to call his groupmate and everything. You know what I mean? Like, it was real. It was real. I had to honor that, you know what I'm saying? But Fam was nice enough to give me a copy of it because I genuinely like that song. So big shout out to the homies, Newgrounds over there. You know what I'm saying?
Big shout out to the homie SP. Big shout out to the homie SP, man. I really enjoy them fellas' music, man. They're like, when the fools won the Legal Dope Award for the Group of the Year, man, they earned that.
Yeah,
like you were saying, like if you didn't see Trapped in the Studio, then you really don't know the Newgrounds. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the Newgrounds. Shout out to New Music Wednesday Part 2. Shout out to Fresh Dead People's Player Quarter the Great Friday night.
Made it make.
So, you know, I'm a Memphis nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like I'm a North Chicago nigga, of course, but I lived in Memphis for a nice piece of my life. You know what I'm saying? I met a lot of good people when I was out there.
Shout out to Pella, man.
You know, shout out to Pella. I met a lot of good people. So when I was out there, I ran into this cat named Young Low. And if you're a Memphis nigga, you know who Young Low is. 7th Street, Feet of Quarter, you know what it is. You know what I'm saying? So when I was in Memphis, like, niggas looked out for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, they held me down. You know what I'm saying? I'm my own nigga, and everybody know that, but they held me down, you know? And, you know, we made a lot of good music, you know, when I was out there. But I really got a lot of game from this nigga, you know, on the music side. Because he's a businessman, you know, the nigga Young Low. So I got a record from Young Low. It is New Music Wednesday.
All night long. All night long.
You know what I'm saying? So I got a record from Young Low. And we're gonna definitely have to interview Lo because he's a legend. You know what I'm saying? He's a legend. So play his record. The song is called Murder. You know what I'm saying? Young Lo, New Jack ENT, Get Addicted. North Memphis, stand up.
Young Lo, go, go,
money. Ain't no way I'm starving.
ABG hard on these tracks, man.
How these niggas watching? They know how my squad's going. They know what my power wants.
Murder, you know how, hey, it's a video on YouTube, too. The video goes super, stupid hard. So it's a video on YouTube. You just you look up Young Low, you look up Murder, video on YouTube to go hard. You know what it is.
So we stand at the bottom of the night. We stand at the bottom of the first hour. You know what I mean? So, you know, if you're a dope fiend, you pretty much know, you know, what time it is. You know what I mean? We're going to be jumping that off sooner than later, I'm sure. You know, we're going to cue the real fly music. You know what I'm saying? Also, off the heels of the Young Low joint, I want to, you know, express some something, you know, to the, everybody along the whole Mississippi River. You know what I mean? I say that with us, you know, jumping down with the whole Memphis thing. I'm definitely going to get in the Young Douglas head about that, you know what I'm saying, that she was going on, because I touched on it last week with the homie Chubbs. You know what I'm saying? They say water everywhere. You know what I mean? If you watch the news, you know that. You know what I'm saying? So I want to touch on that, man, because I what's going on in the world, man? It's crazy out here, man. What's going on?
Did you see the damn near golf ball size hail? What game was that? It was a baseball game. And they did, you know, they had to stop the game because it was hail that was dropping that was the size of golf balls.
Speaking of golf balls. Man, this golf season's open. You know what I'm saying? Hey, big shout out to the homie Ray B, man, you know. My golf buddy, man. That season, brother. So y'all know, you know, last year y'all heard a bunch about my golf game, my golf scores, you know. I'm doing my thing already. Just let y'all know. I'm not gonna share my scores with y'all. You know what I'm saying? I always play by myself today. Like, that's how you know when you wanna play that shit.
How you know you're addicted.
Man.
Like everybody right now, they sitting in the room.
In the room by themselves. No. Like Ray B sitting at work with the headphones in his ear. He's addicted by himself.
Hey, and you addicted. Hey, and so you just sitting and you didn't get a chance to listen, and you can't call in, so you listening to the podcast. This message is for you. We be having a motherfucking blast, so you tripping. You can say, hey, because like. I was listening to it today, man, and I'm sitting here like, man, you know, it's some people, because I be listening, like, oh, yeah, I'm sorry. We have officially hit, I think it's 800 downloads a month on the show.
Right, right.
So shout out to the podcasters, 800-900 downloads a month, you know what I mean? So you know how that goes.
Man, spread, okay, on the heels of that then, spread the word, you know what I mean? Because, you know, if you're undo it, you can't do nothing but get bigger. You know what I mean?
Like, everybody that's listening, if you sitting there listening and you didn't send the text out to everybody,
you selfish fuck.
You selfish. You know what I mean? You got to share this dope. Send it to your cousin in Mississippi, or send it to your homegirl out in San Diego, or, you know what I'm saying, send it to the homeboy that live out in Texas. You know what I mean? And tell them to send it to 10 people. You know, 10 people, send it to 10 people. That's 100 people. And tell them to send it to 10 people, and you know how that goes.
Right, and just that fast, you went from, you know, being selfish to being a hater, because now you're hating if you don't just forward the message, you know what I mean? Because
right.
You having a good time. Now you went from that to hating. You know? So, like I said, spread the word, because it's growing heavily. You know, you don't want to be the person that's not a part of this. You know, who wants to do that? Speaking of Texas, too, next week I got the homeboy, AD the Problem Solver, Mr. AD the Problem Solver coming through. We're going to have some heat from my homeboy, Deuce. That's my man, you know what I mean? So it's going to be a big show next week, because like we told you last week, we also got Lil Daddy S. Now, the song is hot. Got two joints, you know what I'm saying? Get to that a little later on. Might break one of those for you this week, depending on how we feel.
I'm definitely breaking one this week. I'm definitely breaking it. Because I love that motherfucker. Hey, it go hard. So I'm definitely breaking one this week. It might not be right now. If somebody get on the line and request it, I'm not going to have it ready. I'm playing it when I want to play it. And
hey,
it go hard.
Hey, second,
it's my shit.
I got a personal message. I got a personal message, too. Hey, somebody said, tell Ray B, they said, hi, Joe, you was crying in Vegas. Hey, that's just it, man. Ray B wasn't literally crying, but you had to be there.
Yeah.
That's a little inside thing, man. Shout out to Rebby. Shout out to Brown. What it do? You know what I'm talking about?
Now.
Gotta say it like that.
Now.
Ready to do it.
What's that?
Huh? Oh, yeah.
That's the time.
Yeah, I figured why not. You know, now's as good a time as any.
No, nothing. No better.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. So, now's as good a time as any. We can definitely go ahead and kick that off. bottom of the first hour.
Always good.
Okay.
Well, now.
Do it.
How lucky can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me. Like the fella once said, ain't that a kick in the head? The room was completely black. I heard the she-hug back. Like the sailor said, folks, ain't that a hole in the boat? My head keeps spinning. I go to sleep and keep grinning. If this is just the beginning, my life is gonna be beautiful.
Beware the
cliche. Big dollar, king size bed. Oh shit, ain't that a kick in the head?
Oh shit, I almost throw the club up. Friday night. Yeah. Friday night, you are in the building in what? 2 seconds. One. What it do?
Hey, so it's 85 degrees today.
It's 83 or something like that.
Did you go play golf?
Well, you know I did.
And did you have to go by yourself? Because, you know, you got a lot of square mugs that live around you. They don't take time to go see and upgrade their status. What up? Well, shout out to Quarter Key, number one Laker fan. Shout out to Fresh Air Laker fan.
Yeah, that's us.
Man, you know what, man?
I know. Well, yeah, well, that's y'all. I'll see y'all. Y'all going fishing. It ain't no big deal, though. What's the deal? Let's talk to LeBron James. He had an awesome game.
Friday night, man. Look here. Hold on. We're going to bring you back on Friday because you're not on right now.
Right.
Now, I'm going to tell you and the whole rest of the world, okay? Don't come here with that Lakers shit tonight. You dig what I'm saying? Because y'all were nowhere to be found in the midseason when y'all was scared of it. Y'all were nowhere to be found last year or the year before that, mind you.
Right.
Or the three-peat before that one.
Or before that one.
You dig what I'm saying? So don't start that shit tonight, fam. And damn sure don't start it now when you're not going to be able to back it up next year when Chris Paul and Dwight Howard going to be Lakers. So don't start that shit, fam, all right? All right, Friday. I'm going to invite you back to my forum, Friday. You're back now. Come on in. Come on with it.
Okay, I just wanted to get that in. I've been trying to get that in for a long time, man. Hey, what's going on, fellas? You got a dynamite show, man. I'm enjoying it so much, man. Today is New Music Wednesday, huh?
Part two.
Part two? America said to that little daddy ass. Little daddy ass going to be in the studio today. I got a text message that says something like that.
Well, see, now. Now, look, Daddy, that's going to be on next week. You got his new joint. You're going to break one of them this week, though.
Oh, dude, that ought to stay by my radio, man. I heard that kid is blowing up. Hey, shout out to Ray B. Hey, shout out to Ray B. He was crying in Vegas. I was there. I was there. He was crying. But that fool also hit the machine and won crazy loot. And many bought everybody a bottle of champagne. I never forget it.
And so, shout out to Ray Bizzle, man.
I'm gonna go buy a 10-pack and a 40-ounce in memory of Ray Bizzle.
Hey, so check it out Friday night too. You gotta pull a double tonight, man.
Yeah, what I gotta do, man? I'm the news, man.
Yeah, you gotta pull a double tonight. So we're gonna let you go now.
Man, you know I love that, man.
We're gonna let you go now.
Well, 40 minutes. Yeah, well, I can do that, man. But I'm gonna be real quick, man. I just want to know, man. Do you know Fresh Air, the People's Player? What made Run DMC so credible, man? Huh? What made him so credible? What made him credible? Huh?
Like credibility or incredible?
Yeah, what made them just credible? Well, what made them who they was? You know what I mean? You know, because, you know, they were from Queens. And, you know, Queens was the softest borough. You know, it wasn't until my man, KRS-One, beat up on MC Shan and the Juice Crew. That's why, that, you know, other than that, you know, DMC, they was the hottest thing from Queens. Queens was, like, the weakest spot. But, you know, they was, they represented the streets so well, Run DMC. They had that swagger and that dress. You know what I mean? You remember that those days, fam? Because everybody else was a funk man. You remember Kool Moe Dee, and everybody had the little Eddie Murphy hats, and they was dressed up. You know, who going hard out there, Fresh Air? Who going hard, man? I'm having a bad week. I'm having a bad hip-hop week, man. Who going hard? I'm just curious, man, you know. Is the trendy thing to do just blend some singing with some spoken lyrics, you know, like Drake and T-Pain? You know, I respect all the changes, but, you know, ain't nobody rebelling no more, you know what I mean? How did it start for you, your hip-hop? Were you rebelling? How did it start for you, Quarter T? Were you rebelling? You know what I mean? Did you feel just nasty and dirty and cock-strong? I'm lost today, man. I was listening to the radio today for some reason, and it killed me.
See, that's your first problem. Yeah. That's your first problem.
Yeah, well, I had to listen to the radio because I was riding around with someone that I couldn't throw in my biggie. You know what I mean? I was riding around with someone. We had a little, you know, little stature, a little age, you know, and I didn't want to scare him off, you know. But it was just like I listened to the radio, and I almost wanted to run off the road. What's going down, man? Who's going hard?
Nobody. That's not true. So if you give yourself more to listen to, you'd be able to find more to listen to. You know what I mean? Like, if you listen to 10 people.
I tried to listen to Diggy, and he's nice. And I've been trying to listen to everybody. You know, I kind of all over, man. But I'm just, you know, I'm just having a bad week, man. I need y'all to save me, man. I need you to save me with some of that good old-fashioned Quarter Key, Knock 'em Upside the Head, no-go music. I need to get that Block Life, some B&G. I need some Bully Bogart, some Lil S. I need some, man, help me out here. I'm struggling today. Can you help?
I mean, I'll tell you what, that is what you do. I'm gonna address all your questions and issues. Get your news together, and we're going to come back and rap about that in two. How about that?
Well, I need y'all to help me out in the interim because I'm really struggling. I mean, I couldn't wait for Wednesday. If it wasn't for Wednesday, man, I would have preferably hung my hip-hop. I'd have hung it out to dry, man, maybe jump off a bridge or something. So I couldn't wait for Wednesday, and I'm addicted to it. I'm sitting around getting addicted, so I need somebody to help me. Can you help me?
Man, first of all, I'll tell you what, I'm going to say that on the other end. Get addicted.
How you want to get high, nigga? That's how you want to get high? This that shit right here, boy. Hit this right here.
Looking at pure coke in its worst form. On top of my class, head of my team. I'm all that in the back. This is my brain on bush, baby. I breathe raw. Looking at my breath in the mirror, nigga. I see raw. We keep it wetter than sea shores. The name of time, nigga. No drought. It's found Mount Florida gone. Columbia flooded. Mexico is a memory. So you just keep working. We got more than 11 need. MacMillan, my nigga. He can fill up your order. Coolie hop to the wire. We got plug on the border. Triple plug is disgusting. That I only speak English. So I need a translator. Every time I start speaking. You wanna get high, nigga? I wanna know? You wanna get high tonight? Oh, shit.
Right here, right here, nigga. Here you go.
Look. I'm quarter the greatest, I should be in the paper. Four section preferably, I'm so much of a player. My roster is loaded, we bossing a ballin'. Me, Hannah, and Johnson, yeah, pick whatever you call it. My niggas is ballin', your niggas is brickin'. Your family and churches, I ain't talking about chicken. But you can't get the biscuit, milk carton your brother. I miss Tom Brady, your team, where we puttin' in numbers.
We winners,
I barely do slumber, too related to Giants. Fuck live and let live, my bottle burning for trying. I heard they asked the West, make it less than your best. Turn to go to Al-Qaeda, need a city of mess. No vest can protect you when the hollow ones rain. In that vest if you got it, can't do shit for your brain. My flow is insane, I should be in the game. Starting that point, how I distribute the flame.
Nigga, you look high. Nigga, I don't know what you think, Mac.
Nigga, look high to me, fam. You want some more? You still want to smoke, fam? I got something for you, Joe. Take this last quarter key right here, fam, and dose up, nigga. Blast off, boy.
Fuck you niggas, evil can eat. Fucking masters of gunness. Hustle hard for the cake.
You gotta get
people
it.
Dope to be running. Let my team be 100. I don't need no more people. I don't need no more problems. Went extra hard on the sequel.
First topic of the story is your boy Big Sean. I had to rap, breathe right to keep my young mind calm. Pop left when I was 9, but fuck him as it's lost. And all my niggas wonder why I be moving with no boss. I do it with no break, I pray with no faith. I do it like I'm Pop, I'm taking the man place. While keeping my mother happy and my little brother safe. Life sucks, but fuck it, that was my favorite thing to say. Growing up in the go with telling crazy in my time. My cousin Kenny banging while I watch from the side. My cousin money ballin' while I watch from the bleachers. They shot my cousin Quan, that nigga turned to a preacher. Wow. He tried his best to turn me, said I'd burn if I don't. I told him money, power, respect, that's all that I want.
You say you wanna know, I'll tell you how I live. My mama told me, son, that you live like a gangster. And you gon' die like one, but that is all I know. But I can never change, take the way of a gangster. You say you wanna know, I'll tell you how I live. My mama told me, son, that you live like a gangster.
You live like a gangster.
You gon' die like one. So I can never change.
Fuck the teachers and the counselors, nobody can reach me. Man, I thought I knew it all, so nobody could teach me. Mama tried to beat me, that only made me more beastly. My people tried to teach me, that makes the hatred run deep. The streets, they love me, and they raised me to be who you see, kid. Educated by the hustlers and pimps on the block. My clock, it was small, but I kept it beneath me. 19, I was rolling like who wanna see me. The only niggas I respected was Pac and Face. Any other cat can see how this Glock could taste.
Yeah.
Cock and spray, I can't put that pistol away.
She's
even trouble for the kids since the very first spray. A troubled child with the love for the loudest
pow.
Now I'm older and I wish the chick could see me now. How I made it flying, got niggas jocking my style. And now they try to hold my guy and never let
pretty
him out.
You say you wanna know, I'll tell you how I live. My mama told me, son, that
my
grandma like
even told me,
then you gon' die like
if
one.
You live like
but
a
that is all I know. For
you
I
die
can
like
never change, take the way of a gangster.
I know real gangster.
You wanna know, I'll tell you
most
how I
real
live.
Gangsta,
my mama told me, son, that you live like a gangster. Then you gon' die like one. But that is all I know.
I
can never change,
take
the way of a gangster.
Crack pipes, shattered dreams on the basketball court. Double murder in the go, gave his life to the court. Ain't no lawyers where I'm from, we hold court in the street. If you ain't talking currency, then don't talk to me. A pistol's worth a thousand words when you're tugging your teeth. The younger me made it so easy to be who you see. I talk to West in my right hand and my personal strength. Or consigliere. Catch me talking to my homies in the cemetery. Tell them how my life is
fading
and how it's very scary knowing I can join them tomorrow. I plan on giving back and hope the Lord forgive me for the selling weed and crack. I mirror back upon the hustle, corrupting my father.
My father.
Corrupted his brother.
Attracting
my mother.
Evasing
my partner. Hit to my brother. He lived a gangster life.
Yeah.
Tell me what you need from me.
Yeah, say you wanna know. I'll tell you how I live. My mama told me
so. So I guess
you
sum it all up, right?
Then you gon' die like one.
You live like a gangster, you die like a gangster.
But I can never change. Take the way of a gangster.
Kinda like
saying.
My brother,
he lived a gangster's life and tell me what he give. So my boy Mac Matt rolled up on me one day and hopped out on me. He was listening to it, you know. So it is a few people out there that actually got some of these records, you know what I'm saying, besides the Legal Dope listeners and the podcasters that, you know, download the show and listen to it in their car, you know, so they can feel like they're listening to the homies on the radio for real, you know what I'm saying, because we're coming out of your computer, we're coming out of your phone, you know, we're coming out your iPod, whatever, you know, whatever you got hooked up, we're coming at it. You know what I'm saying? So shout out to the boy Magnet, man. He came up to me and he said, he ran that last line on me, you know, and that was just dope. You know, a lot of people run up on me and run lines on me. My shit.
Big shout out to Mac Matt, you know what I'm saying?
Big shout out to Mac Matt. Big shout out to Jimmy.
Partway through Brain on Drugs, you know what I'm saying? The homie Quarter Key say, man, now's as good a time as any for your Legal Dope Double Up artist. You know what I mean? And he chose himself. The homie Friday Night was down there doing bad. You know, he's discouraged with hip hop, as he always is. I'm explaining Friday Night to y'all, because if y'all don't know, that's my old dude. You know what I'm saying? And I understand him probably more than the next. You know what I mean? Like, fam is disgusted with hip hop. You know what I mean? Now, albeit he, you know what I mean, he has what like, and I'll credit the dude. He's stepping his game up. You know what I'm saying? Because he was stuck in the good music. He was stuck where he wanted to be at. And I don't mean stuck. I mean disappointed in, you know, the present form of hip hop. You understand what I'm saying? And so fam just do a lot of venting. You know what I mean? And like I said, and that's where I was going when I said the whole, if you give yourself more to listen to, you'll have more to like. You know what I mean? Because he was, you know, he was doing his era. Not even his era. He was doing, you know, 90s, 2000 or whatever have you. You know what I mean? But, like, the new shit is whack. You know what I'm saying? Like, you listen to the radio, you, it's Max on racks. And that's a shot. I don't do that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't do that because I got to keep it political because he might have to be on the show. You know what I'm saying? But it's a lot of people I don't like. And hip-hop fucking sucks right now. You know what I'm saying? Racks on racks and speakers going glamour, you know what I'm saying? Like, fam, sick with hip-hop, and I'm not mad at the dude, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, when you hear this shit, and, you know, you hear people like Matt and Jilla come up to you talking about your lyrics or whatever, fam, that's the same thing as Friday Night, saying. They saying it different. They hate the shit they got today, they force-fed right now. Because it was a time where you could turn your radio on and catch a banger or two, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, listen to an hour of the radio or whatever. Now, the next hour, they're going to play the same shit again, but for that hour, you was decent.
Right.
You dig what I'm saying? And it's not like that no more. You know what I mean? And that's where this outlet comes from. You know, that's why we bring you people like Lil Daddy S or Mr. AD or Young Douglas out of Memphis or, you know, whatever. Whoever it might be. Quarter Block, you know what I'm saying? Blood, whoever it might be. We do that for that reason. Because you got people like Friday Night who absolutely hate hip-hop and where they came from. You know what I'm saying? As far as the hip-hop, it's not the same. You know what I mean? And then you have he asked from his heart. Who's going hard now? Like, he meant that because he wants some music to listen to, you feel me?
Right.
Like, he wasn't hating. Like, I just was talking about dudes singing racks on racks on racks. I don't even know who that is.
I actually just seen the video today.
Like,
I still don't know who it is, but I seen the video.
You know what I'm saying? Like, and that, you know what? You just made the point.
Mm-hmm.
Like, how do you watch a video? You watch the video just because I make fun of this shit all day. So when you heard it, you know what I'm saying? When you heard it, you was like, whatever, you know what I'm saying? But you didn't even know who it was. Prime example, you know what I'm saying? So I said, that's all he was getting at, you know what I'm saying? He just was saying, hip-hop is whack, starting with that type of shit.
Nice on racks.
Hey. That shit sucks, man. Hey. That shit sucks, bro.
Hey, I guess it's from the A, though.
I mean, that's cool. All
the niggas was in the video.
Man, all that shit's cool. And all what niggas? Because I'm going to, never mind. We almost went somewhere else. So we need a whole new show for that. You get what I'm saying? We near halftime. I need Friday night to let me know if there's going to be some news going on or not, because the homeboy also was on assignment. Him and Jew together. Him and the Bastards are together. You know what I'm saying? They on assignment, getting it in. You know what I mean? I believe they're in. Whatever, he called me, let me know. They don't find me, though, you know what I'm saying? We're going to make it happen right now. We booked? Or are you switching it up? Well, all right, y'all. We good? Yeah, okay.
All right, so yeah, that's all, as far as that goes, you know what I mean? That was my couple of minutes on the state of hip hop, you know. And the messed up part about this Friday night is I ain't answered your question yet. Who going hard? Quarter Key Block Life, Young Staff, D Lad, Willie Bogard's going hard, Currency Cartel's going extremely hard right now, you know what I'm saying? New video coming soon. You dig what I'm saying? Let's go to the phone lines, man. Go to the phone lines real quick before we get to this news, shake it off. Call, you there? 252, you there? All right, we're going to re-roll on them. Try one more time later on. Did he come back on?
No.
All right. We ain't tripping.
Just anyone calling my phone.
That shit
whack. I ain't been answering for a week straight. This fool was texting me.
What you got?
Oh, shit. Oh, man, that was very funny. It was very funny, man.
Crack on, crack over, ass. That shit whack, man. And I, you know, I hate to single one person out, man. That's what sticks in my head. It was somebody else last month. You know what I mean? It was somebody else that was whack to me last month. You know what I mean? And the beauty of this is, I don't rap. You dig what I'm saying? So you can call me and say, he better than me, all you want to, you know what I'm saying? Stick my homie on him. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I feel about that, you know what I'm saying? So I can call whoever whack I want to call whack. Now, I play political for my show, because, you know, I might have to have a guest or two. You dig what I'm saying? But I ain't even be going with the whackness. You dig what I'm saying?
Hey, this nigga don't even rap. This nigga right here don't rap neither. But I'll stick this nigga on you.
Get addicted, nigga.
Yeah. Y'all know what this is, right? This one of them, this one of them block life rapping is so thick you need medicine type songs. You know what I'm talking about?
Who?
Yeah. What y'all ain't think my nigga block life was gonna come with a solo
album? Hey, Joe, they ain't ready for it.
You niggas is crazy, Joe.
You niggas can lost.
So you know what we gonna do today,
What we gonna do, my
niggas? We gonna show y'all niggas how we get money.
You know,
show us how you get money. My nigga block life is definitely getting money, nigga. Hey, block.
Pockets too heavy, got my blue jeans sagging. I be talking shit when we be riding in the Magnum. I'm so lit, Hemi got me driving faster. Took another sip, then I pass it to the family. Poppy got sick, nigga said he need a aspirin. Girl couldn't breathe, said he used to have asthma. He was about to leave, and we just started acting up. Roll up my sleeve, you can see the spectacular. Sip a Hennessy, cold water, chasing after it. Still up on my feet, trying to make it to the Appleton. Need something to eat, fell asleep in the Acura. Used to ride deep with the beat way back then. Off his feet in the streets way back then. With a sweatshirt, belly jeans, and some black tim. 84 Chevy, black paint in the black rim. Hater group windows covered up with the black tim.
Yeah, nigga. And that's real talk, my nigga.
Oh, yeah, my nigga.
My niggas ain't kidding it, Joe.
What?
We kidding.
We
you better read up on my nigga Block Life, Joe. You better see how that nigga doing. That nigga's a goon, my nigga. You gotta
monster,
understand
nigga.
Where we come from, my nigga.
You better read
that motherfucking Key West Block Life shit, nigga. Yeah. Yo.
Run up on the kid, I'ma let you have it. 5950, way the boys start capping. Stuff start dripping and I ride off laughing. Black tinted windows in the wood grand cabin. Karma's a bitch, so my seatbelt fastened. Met her at the beach on the East Coast last year. Make a show of teeth with a speech like Shakespeare. Make her feel weak, but I make her feel safe here. Turn a few blocks in the go, I get down at. Blow a few sticks of the draw, I be pounding. Leave some new whips and make tips, I be real fly. Got backwoods and blow six, I be real high.
Yeah, nigga, you know we no-go niggas, nigga. So we gotta keep a motherfucking pack of backwoods and a no-go
nigga.
Bitch, my nigga.
What?
You know how the fuck it go down around here, Joe.
Why not?
What up, Stab? What up, Lab?
What up, nigga?
What up, West?
What up,
so
nigga?
These niggas how we do this shit out here, Joe. You know
Yo.
How it is, nigga. Block life repping it, nigga. So sick you need motherfucking medicine, nigga. Step
get
the
him,
block,
got
Joe.
Tips, so they call me Casino.
Ooh.
Run up on the life and I'm drilling you a peephole.
Ooh.
Got to say it twice cause I'm drilling you a peephole.
Ooh.
No, I'm nothing nice, can't you tell by my people? I've been getting paper way back, it been a long time.
Yeah.
Paper stay stacked with no problem cause of long line. No, I stay strapped cause of problem with the wrong kind.
Man,
you don't want it now, Joe, right now might be the wrong
time.
Got a picture on the wall at your local jewelry store.
Yeah.
Coming soon, posters at your neighborhood studio.
Yeah.
Block like these at your motherfucking funeral.
Yeah.
You ain't got these when I stop, you can see them flow. See the smoke when we blow, all up on the dance floor.
Yeah.
Security said leave, but we paid them all off.
Playing
back these, so we still up on the dance floor.
Boom.
Now it's time to leave, we headed straight back to the
group. Hey, back to the town, my nigga, let's roll, Block.
And he don't even rap. And he got, hey, man, big shout out to Block Life. That was my man's author, and I don't even rap LP. That right there was Block vs. Petey. Heat 2012. You know, that song got a couple different names, you know what I'm saying?
That's through all of our songs.
Yeah.
Like every song that's different, like, nah, nah, nah.
Yeah. Nah, nah, nah.
With the girlfriend. Somebody called his girlfriend.
What's the name of that song?
I don't know. A terrible name.
What is the name of that song?
I don't know. Hey, man, whoever can call himself in the name of that song. It ain't nothing that has to do. It's not.
Yeah, I know. It, you don't even say the words in the song, I don't think. Mm-hmm. Can't think of the name of it, man. Well, you know, top of the second hour, you know what I mean? It's your boy, Carter the Great.
May. Rap Life is legal dope. Fresh Air, the people's player.
J5 Fly Guy, Kickstand, the fourth man, Freddie Frizzle, 3Bs, what a dupe, blood.
What a dupe, Joe.
Block Life on my T-shirt, D-Lad, Young Staff, Gangsta Grills, Heavyweight Records.
And Currency Cartel is definitely in the hood right now. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to them niggas.
I mean, say no more. You know what I'm saying? And if you got... It's been a bastard sighting in this bitch, fellas.
Uh-oh. And ladies and gentlemen, the bastard.
Fresh off assignment.
Fresh off a motherfucking assignment.
It's back in the
motherfucking building.
Please say the motherfucking...
Please say it. Please motherfucking say it. If you don't say it, you motherfucking could get slapped.
Hey, that's kind of like if you don't got an iPhone, you just don't got an iPhone.
If you don't say the bastard, you just gonna get your iPhone.
Straight on up. Say no more.
Shit.
Hey, check game real fast. So let's go to the line. And, let's go to Two Fire, Two Cars.
Hey, man, shout out to them foes.
Hey, trip is bad. Hey, got lined up, Joe. I'm finna get on the line right now with Young Douglas, manager. It's about that time. We're gonna see what's going on. About 10 to 15 minutes, 20 minutes tops. Get to Young Douglas. We're gonna go to Memphis. You know how we do it around here. Fam, why you pick up the little piece when Fam walked in?
Uh-huh.
Back down now.
Now I'm ready for that. I know Fam got the, you know.
You did.
Yeah.
Right.
Drop off. Shout out to you. Shout out to my boy Boo Mac, man. Hey. Shout out to SQ Kid, man. Hey, look, I'm going to play some of Q shit, too, man, because I just be feeling like doing whatever the fuck I want to do. You know what I'm saying?
Damn, fam.
Hey.
Make it easy on yourself. Make it easy on yourself, nigga.
Hey, so I'm about to do this, man. Did I just play the music?
So what?
Play the music. Come on, play the music.
It's a music Wednesday.
Okay.
Nah, hold on. I'm sorry. Play that. I like that. A whole lot. Shout out to Currency Cartel.
I know you do. But this is New Music Wednesday. Right?
Part two. No less.
Your dick.
They ask me what I'm doing in my city, I be hosing. Lane switching, hosing. Paint dripping, hosing. Flexing out traffic, grabbing cameras cause I'm hosing. Pockets been on dummy, folks so killer, Ted Bundy. They be jumping down no bungee. Got your lady sticking her hand all down her pants like Al Bundy. I'm a vet hoe. Let's go. You don't want no war, man. CMG like Eric family. It's just me and four men. You can't tell the future. Well, I guess I'm an informant. Cause I be stupid posing, getting closer into orbit. It's
one for the money, two for the hoes. Ace on the Chevy, wrist game, rose gold. I got money in my pocket, coochie on my body. Give me any beat. I'ma kick you like a rabbit. I pose one time, back to the money. And if you're talking degrees, I'm way past 100. I'm flexing like a muscle man, flyer than a G4. When I look into my pocket, all I see is dead people.
They ask me what I'm doing in my city, I be posing. 60 lifted on this Chevy Kitty, then I'm posing. Paint switching, posing. Paint dripping, posing. Flexing out in traffic, grab your cameras cause I'm posing.
Paint switching, paint like a predator. Throw it out with all this money, make a hitters ready to fight. Some shots from your mouth coming out your ass, leaving the smell that ain't right. Better watch the mouth before this shit get crucial. Got guns just like my pussy, leave you wetter than usual. For God, say I'm on that tape to digest. Diamond bedazzled, a lot of money, cross my neck and my wrist. Take a picture.
Oh, oh, he showed me, yeah, my wrist frozen. Since I'm having money, man, all these bitches love me. Riding in that foreign shit like, yeah, bitch, I'm the shit. These niggas wanna be famous, Young Tweezy gonna be rich. Hustle for that cash, man, shot at some rich niggas. Fuck all them bad bitches, shine on you bitch niggas. Started with nothing, 3 months of hustling. I paid the cost to be the boss, you can't kill me nothing.
Anything.
Anything.
I'm gonna get this.
should be played at high volume.
Jay's on my feet, raised in the street. Mama got money, ain't gay shit to me. Smoke too much for a J-O-B. Walk around smelling like I just sprayed on weed. At the gas station, they hate on me. I fill my tank, they put an 8 on 3. Half these niggas is H-O-E's. I'ma swing on a fool like Ron R.C. AC good, make the whole car freeze. Brakes good too, make the whole car freeze. You ever seen palm trees? I've been to Palm Beach. You ain't getting money, it's in arm's reach. Yeah, every day is a party. Hoes wanna kick it, nowadays you gotta card her. Phone keep ringing, gotta keep my charge. Meet me on Lake Cook, I ain't going no far. I pop a lag, feeling like cash. Fit so fresh, probably left on the tag. Stunt so hard, make a broke nigga mad. I don't give a fuck, I got money out the ass. Money out the ass, got money out the ass. Shitting on these haters, got money out the ass. Money out the ass, money out the ass. Feel like cash, got money out the ass. Leaning out the whip, diamond slicking off the dashboard. Money don't fold, why you think I lay it flat for? When I get low, I just go and hit the stash, Joe. I can get some more, throw my ones in the trash, Joe. Money out the ass, don't even try to count it all. Just throw it on the scale, just read the grams around them all. Flip out the tail, you should see me wipe them off. I just like to smell, you should see me peel them off. Pick my chick up, she be leaning out the whip too. Money don't fold, got it stuffed up in a Jimmy Choo. Like to smoke weed, got a thing for anything new. Money out the ass, do anything she wanna do. I be wasting cash, acting like I don't need it. I just act a ass, cause my money ain't leaving. I'm just living fast, big money I'm needing. Money out the ass, big money we breathing. Hop off a lag, feeling like cash. Fit so fresh, probably left on the tag. Stunt so hard, make a broke nigga mad. I don't give a fuck, I got money out the ass. Money out the ass. Money out the ass, shitting on these haters, got money out the ass, money out the ass, money out the ass, I smell like cash, got money out the ass.
Shout out to the boy Block Life, D-Lab, man, money out the ass. And I don't even rap Block Life, you know. You can hear all that music, man, on ReverbNation.com, you know what I'm saying, / Block Life Music Group, or / Quarter Key 847, or / D-Lab, you know what I'm saying. So if you want to hear some of that music, you want to download some of that music, man, you can go to them sites. And that's where it go. That's where it's at. You can also go to LegalDopeRadio.com and see the videos. You know, you can go to YouTube and check them out. You know what I'm saying? We got the running video still up there, and it's running hard, and it's going hard, and you know what it is. Like I said, that was Money Out the Ass. Before that, we played Posing, the remix. Shout out to them Currency Cartel boys. Got my nigga. Got my nigga Q. He's supposed to be bringing me a new record. We didn't get a chance to get that together, but I'm going to catch that brother while he's out here because he's definitely in the hood.
All right, tune in next week. Tune in next week. We're going to the west and to the southwest, you know what I'm saying? We head to the great state of Texas, and we're going to have Mr. AD, the problem solver, on the show. You know what I mean? Gonna drop some spicy tracks off to us, you know. And also, got an extra special guest next week, too. You know, my little bro on the west side, little S, you know what I mean? Little Daddy S coming through. Hot, hot, hot west coast tracks, you know what I'm saying? We don't get to them, we're gonna pick his brain a little bit, you know what I'm saying? So that's next week. But coming up a little later, we also gonna have,
Young Douglas,
about a Douglas.
You
feel me? Like I said, you know, if you heard the show last week and if you heard me last hour, you know
how I feel about that. You know what I'm saying? You know how I feel about that, you know, for a motherfucker, exactly. For a motherfucker to, you know, call themselves their neighborhood and nobody to be at their hat rack, you got to be a thorough cat. You feel what I'm saying? So, big shout out to Young Douglas. We're going to holler at him later on. Let's get to Friday night with the news, though. Caller number 42. Yeah. Let's do that. Friday, give us a couple seconds, fam. You'll be on in my Goldie voice. You know? You're on.
Man. Oh, man. Shout out to Shayla Brown out there on the west side. Somebody send that shout out. That's my man's in there. She's holding it down for the west coast. What's going down? I know this Friday night, the news you can use. Hey, you know what happened last night?
What's that?
Man, last night Kanye gave a concert for the Museum of Modern Art in the NYC. Man, they raised $4 million, man. Do you know he brought Jay-Z on the stage? And I'll get back to that because I want to know how can you raise $4 million for that and we starving, but that's another talk show, man. In the news, now, this has some significance, man. Sarah Palin and the rest of the conservatives, they attacked Common the other day, you know, because Common's going to the White House to do a little thing, you know. Yeah. So they attacked him, and, you know, but the press secretary, Jake Kerry, he stood up for him, you know. Of course, Sean Hannity and the rest of the people say Obama was going back to his radical roots, you know, which you should know that's what they was going to say. Shout out to the Beastie Boys. They debuted at number 2. I still don't know how they're doing it, but they're doing it. You know what I mean? Hey, Compton-based rapper YG, you hit the YG? Well, I know you are, Fresh Air. YG launched his own strain of marijuana, YGOG. You know what I mean? So he's getting it in on the business side. He's going to make it work for him. They got Melly Mel out there. You know he's swole anyway. He just launched a fitness show. It's going to be locally based in New York City, but he's trying to shop, you know what I mean? He's trying to shop. And speaking of shopping, you got 50 Cent, who inked a deal with Sneak Audio. He's going to come with the headphones, i.e. Dr. Dre. I dig 50, but I just don't think he's a pioneer. But I dig him anyway, though. You know what I mean? But in classic 50 style, he struck the deal and then pulled out and let his people represent him and brokered the deal. So shout out to 50. Hope it works for him. Jermaine Dupri getting sued for child support. What else is new? Drake came up over the weekend. Guess how he came up?
Talk about it.
Man, Kanye West was going to a bar mitzvah. That's when he turned, 15 to 16 when you're in Jewish faith. He was going to give a little bar mitzvah for the former president of NBC and for his son. And Kanye wanted $1 million for it. Drake did it for $250. So Drake came up. Good looking out, Drake. You dig? And you remember Free? Used to host BET? The rap show on BET, Free. She was nice looking. She was all right. She hooked up with Big Tigger. And they co-hosted the morning show in D.C. But this is the news of the day right here, man, that we got a super group in the works. It's called the First Generation, you know, and it consists of Corrupt, J.O. Felony, MC8, Chill, Gangsta, King T, Sir Jinx, and Battlecat is the next mug, isn't it? They pushing really hard with a single they got called Killing Me Softly. They trying to put together a little movement here on the West Coast, you know what I mean? And it's I think it could work. They got quite a few personalities, but they got quite a few rappers that have honed their craft. And, you know, I think the streets been wanting something like this for a long time. So shout out to Corrupt and J.O. Felony for trying to do their little thing, man, you know. And, you know, like I say, there's always some news out there, but I just want to give you some news you can use, something you can hold on to. But they got quite a few rumors in the works, so maybe next week I'll be able to expound on a few of these rumors, you know what I mean? Because it seems like Amber Rose is, you know, had a talk with Kanye and Wiz, and you know, different things like that. So,
to elaborate on your whole thing about the Kanye and Drake thing, I guess Con wanted a million, you know what I mean? I don't know.
Yeah, he wanted a million for that one. He wanted a million.
Yeah. You tell me this, though. You think he being a jerk or he's sticking to his number? Because Con wanted a million.
No, stick to your numbers. I'm just saying Drake came up. Get looking out, Drake. You know?
Not right. But at the same time, dude wanted to pay Con $800,000, though. And Con told him, he wanted a cool meal.
Yeah, well, Con, what's a meal to Kanye? You know? Kanye got a meal. If you got a meal, you don't have to work for it. You know, you can say what you want. Kanye can make a meal any day he wants. He can make $800,000. If they're going to give him $800,000 for a bar mitzvah, don't you think he can make, you know, $800,000 whenever you feel like it? You know what I mean?
I feel that.
Yeah, so he can do it. Yeah, and shout out to Jim Jones. He said he's gonna make some big changes this year. He didn't cut the braids off. He's working on it, you know. He said he's gonna start doing some different things. Because I was expecting big things out of Jim Jones after the, you know, he had made a little splash. Cause their little movement was real nice, you know. So, you know, let's say I was a fan of Jim Jones and his boys, you know. I thought they were doing their thing.
Man, Friday night, they're looking out on the news we can use, pal.
Yeah, that's what we can use. We can use that news. Hey, shout out to the West Coast, man. That little daddy ass going hard. I can't wait till next week. I must get my podcast all set up for that one. Hey, I heard you're going to have the AD, the problem solver. That's my man's
yes, sir.
And them. Huh?
Yeah.
That's my man's in there. I got some AD the problem solver in my right there on my iPod as we speak. Shout out to Kickstand, the fourth man. Can I get the worst on my iPod? That's what I'm looking for.
Hey, you know what, though? On another note, fam, I'm going to play that for you right now, man. Hey, we're going to get to the worst right now.
You ain't got your own. If you got the worst on
your
own iPod, man, you got the worst.
Yeah, I got the worst.
Oh, man. Shout out to Ice Cube, though, for his campaign with Coors Beer, man. I thought that was kind of hot. I liked it.
Hey, man. Hey, watch this. Get a 60.
Me to burst the first of this. This verse was first about the worth of it, cause the worth of it hurt a bit, and it's gonna lay low and work a bit. Working the game, I've seen the best of it, no discomfort, pimp shit, and brain split. So I took note, now I got the game, we grow. And it's all or nothing for sure. Lay your weapon on the floor, it's true. Be a man, Joe, nigga, breathe. Move your mouth, speak from your throat. Put your brain in your work, so when you hit him, make him go. Better yet, make him show. This shit can't be lethal, you got to prove your pull. I wouldn't release you to the street fool till I felt we were equal. Amongst the packs of wolves, now introducing the world. The worst can be anything that you perform for your energy. Fair is your enemy. The worst can be anything, it's your energy, as well as your enemy. The worst can be anything that you perform for your energy. Fair is your enemy. The worst can be anything, it's your enemy. Just well, it's the worst. Just come with a third verse. Listen up, the shit can get buck as fuck. Motivating clutch, who put a rim on trucks? More heat in the back than the fucking front. It's sort of like climate control. Answer the constant, 80 degrees. Everything in 50 feet of me, both to the street. I bust up laughing, I'm showing teeth. Damn, show I'm smashing. Colder than Alaska, eat lemon freeze. And ask for so fast, touching for ass. We're asking, how did it happen? Must have been a rap. At any point in time, the worst of me can be showing action. So back up a fraction. I get short first, but kiddies lurking. Blast, I'm subtracting. I'm feeling your math. It's repping, slumming deal. Still roll of wood like a Louisville. It's no going to be still. The worst can be anything that you perform for your energy. Fair is your enemy. The worst can be anything. It's your energy as well as your enemy. The worst can be anything that you perform for your energy. Fair is your enemy. The worst can be anything. It's your energy as well as your enemy. The worst can be anything that you perform for your energy. Fair is your enemy. The worst can be anything. It's your energy as well as your enemy. The worst can be anything that you perform for your energy. Fair is your enemy. The worst can be anything, it's your energy, just as well as your enemy.
And that was a great dedication for the homeboy Friday night. You know what I'm saying? That was the worst. Kickstand the fourth man. You know what I mean? Your legal dope newscaster. You know what I'm saying? Definitely one of our anchors. We get it in. You know what I'm talking about? Big shout out to Kickstand. Big shout out to Friday night filling in the news. You know what I mean? That's always love, always appreciated. You dig what I'm talking about? But you know what it is, right? It's your boy Corey the Great.
May, rap like this.
Legal dope.
Fresh out of the people's player.
Shout out to the squad, Legal Dope Radio, BMG alike, you know what it is. we got Young Douglas coming up in a minute. Right now, I'm going to get to one or two of these phone calls.
I think Young Douglas might be on the line.
You ready to do that right now, then?
He might be on the line. Hey, Young Douglas, if you on the line, hit one.
Hey, one fan will know you step right into our little you dig. You know what I mean? My secretary will take your call. Nah. One more time, Young Douglas, where you at now? I'll tell you what we'll do. We'll do it like we always do about this time. You have a call out or something?
Yeah, man, I had a very productive week leading up to the Legal Dope Week. You know what I'm saying? Worked on some music, man. I came up with some good ideas and sat out and chatted with some real niggas. And
again, man, big shout out to the 808 nigga Megadeth.
Shout out to Mega, man. Hey, so sitting up here with the fellas, man, you know. We are working on a whole lot of music, the BMG project. We actually putting all of that shit together. Everything will be ready. We got a big show coming up. I might do this one. I might do this. Get a big.
We might do this. Hey, you know what it is, man. I love this shit, man.
You know what it is because you know where it's at. You know what I'm saying? The Legal Dope Radio, 27 after the hour.
27 after the second hour.
27 after the second hour.
Yeah.
My ego. The weather is fucking with our connection. You know, what y'all got to stick and stay with us. Y'all got to bear with us, man. We're chilling out right now. Fresh air, people's players in the building. Quarter graders in the building.
Mate.
Motherfucker. You motherfucker.
Just bastard.
Just say it.
That's all you got
to
say.
That's
it. You can't go there
neither, huh? Yeah, that's all you got to say. You got to say the bastard. So, and did you see the beautiful rain today?
I did, and it was beautiful. That's the attitude I was looking for. It was wild.
It was,
you know what I mean?
Beautiful. It was dope.
The sky became black and the clouds became blue.
I was in the middle of the dark.
Hey, it was crazy, man. Big lightning bolts every day, you know what I'm saying? I personally was on a golf course.
That probably wasn't good for you.
Nah, I mean, I was finishing my roundup. I just beat the rain. You know what I'm saying? I just beat the rain when I was finishing my roundup, so it was cool. You know, I was out there. It's kind of funny when you go out there by yourself, you know what I mean? If you spend a lot of time, you know, golf is definitely a thinker's game. You know what I mean? Like, you clear your mind, bro, and you can just think about whatever's going on.
You
know, clearing his mind and playing golf. Oh, straight up. I didn't know that. He was in the Fed. I heard they'd be having a suite in the Fed. I wouldn't know. Get the fuck out of the car on the golf course. Hey, I didn't know that.
Shout out to Michael Vick for getting that money back. Shout out to Michael Vick, nigga, for getting that money back.
Yeah, you're right. And it's crazy because the lockout is killing people. You know, it's killing. It's hurt people. It's helping a lot of people too.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, some people is going to be winning off of this lockout.
Yeah.
Fuck football, man.
How about my NBA finna lock out June 30th? I don't think they're going to do it, though. David Stern, the best commissioner in the world. Yeah, they already meeting right now. David Stern, the best commissioner in the world. So I'm assuming that they'll be able to work that out. Today, actually, Jew, now that you say that, Colonel, today is the anniversary of the Lakers beating the Philadelphia 76ers. But when he rocked, when baseline, caught the ball, me and air off the grip, and went up under that boy, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, well, this is Legal Dog Radio. And anybody who knows me knows that Fresh Air only going to tell you what he knows, not what he heard. You know what I'm saying? Philadelphia came back and beat them a couple years later. But that year when Dr. J went up under the rim with the one hand up under with the, yeah, you dig?
With the jump off?
Fam them one. Shout out to the bastard, though. You know what I'm saying? Because they did win a couple years later. So big shout out to my homeboy. You know what I'm saying? That's what you hear right there, though. You know what I'm saying? Hey, let's go in with the 832 real quick because they've been holding on forever. 832, area code, you're on the line in about 5 seconds.
And I think that's Young Douglas, too, right?
Mm-hmm. We're looking like we got Young Douglas back in the building, too.
Running in like we've
been. 832, give me a couple of seconds. 832, give me a couple of seconds. You'll be on. You're on the air, 832. What's good?
Man, what's good, man? I'm addicted with y'all boys. It's your boy Supreme Music. What's good?
Hey, what up, Supreme? What's up, famo?
Well, you already know, man. I had to dip through and holler at y'all boys, man. You know I'm addicted, man. What's happening?
Man, I was looking for you last week, man. Straight on up. We had a Supreme Music Festival, you know what I'm saying? You had the homeboys on. I say it was all one
big
family. I was looking for you, man.
Man, I'm in here, dude. I'm in here. I've been doing, like, shows like crazy right now, man. So I'm trying to make it up y'all way, man, to why I do a show. You know we're going to have to talk about this networking thing, man.
Yeah, we definitely got to chop it up. Definitely.
Oh, yeah, you know, I got to say shout out to Julius Erver for doing that, too. That was, like, an incredible moment in NBA history, you dig? So I got to say shout out to that one, too, man. I'm on fire.
Yeah, you know, real NBA heads know what's up with that, man. That was amazing, wasn't it?
That was. And you know, I got to throw it out there. A lot of people might be like, oh, what are you talking about? Shout out to my dude LeBron for shining what he did tonight and D-Wade, man. You hear me? So I got to do it for them, man. I feel it's a long time coming for them boys, man.
Yeah, all right, Supreme Music, man. We did this last couple weeks ago when you was on the show, man. Now, damn, man.
I'm saying, you know I had to throw it in there, man. You know, shout out to the Lakers because they beat my team, the Hornets, you dig. But I've been a LeBron fan since, like, man, I don't even know. When that boy was still in high school, I represented dude. So, you know, I got to go all out there for him.
That's what it is. You know, because I fucked with LeBron. You know, when he came in, I fucked with him. You know what I'm saying? Hey, but look, I actually tuned into you the other day.
Yes.
I was online.
I
was online and I actually heard, I seen that you was on the radio station, so I called. And and they pulled me in, and I got a chance to, you know, fuck with you and the boy. What was the DJ's name? DJ Heavy. Was it DJ Heavy D?
Heavy D. Yeah, DJ Heavy D, yeah.
Shout out to DJ Heavy D, man.
Shout out to him, dude, for this thing.
Call me, I tuned in, man.
Of course, Quarter. You do your thing, man. You do your thing. I really do appreciate that, man, like for real. So you already know, man, I got to sit up here. We're going to be doing this all back and forth every week, bro. So you already know. Y'all might as well get used to me, though.
Man, I told you,
bro. This is your platform, fam. You're more than invited. You can come back whenever you like, fam. Bring new joints, break new music, whatever you got to do, fam. We family now, whether you like it or not.
I love it, though. That's the thing about it, man. I love it, man. You hear me? So we gonna keep everything like pop and keep everything moving, man. But you already know I had to go through and do it. But one more time before I get off the call, who went in the championship this year, man?
Fam, I'm always a winner myself, man. So I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I can't even front. You know what I'm saying? I can't even front.
I don't know.
LeBron, your team
was throwing elbows, man. I don't know, bro, because you was a Laker fan last time we talked, dog. Your team throwing elbows right now, man. I don't know what to do with them.
Hey, now watch this, though. I'm always a Laker fan, you know what I'm saying? Now, they're the winners in it all, you know what I'm saying? Because I just told my man them off the air, before I let you go and get Young Nuggets on the phone, I just told my man them off the air, bro. Like, I'm almost, and I shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it, you know what I'm saying? I'm almost glad, minus the sweep and the embarrassment, I couldn't lose to LeBron James. I'd have been sick, man. I couldn't lose to LeBron James.
Yeah, y'all lost to him twice this season, man. Y'all needed revenge, man.
And watch this here. You're going to love this comment right here before I let you go. LeBron James is the best Robin ever. He's the best second fiddle player ever, bro. He's better than Scottie Pippen. Cause D-Wade is, hey, because D-Wade is that man.
Say, yeah,
D-Wade
is
the man, bro.
This
is what we're going to do. Hey, so look, this is what we're going to do, man. This is definitely the form for everything, fam, but this is what we're going to do. Shout out to the boys at Crane Music. Shout out to the boy Fresh Other People's Player, man. Shout out to D-Way. We're going to get to this record, and then we're going to get to Young Douglas because I see here on the line Supreme Music featuring Ace Hood. Get it,
yeah. Supreme Music.
Supreme Music.
Ace Hood. Superman.
Hey, Ace.
Yeah. Get him.
I got you.
Tell him who he is, homie.
I'm Superman. Take you any place you want to go. We can roll. Shawty all around the globe. You know I'm Superman. Keep you in that Gucci Louis Prada. Christian Louis diamonds all around your collar. What you out of?
Superman.
So kick away your mane. He a lame. What his name? I got money in the bank. What you think?
Superman.
The flyest nigga seen. I mean, ain't no lame. Take a crip.
Yeah.
So what you name a team? Straight
B. Baby, I've been a beast. You know I fucking do it. They call me Superman. This is more than the music. Spectacular flow. I really get into it. From New Orleans to Miami, even in Houston, screw it. You think you won't stop? Wait till you see me. I just got hit by a plane, but I'm in Sharon B. I like my women fancy. A stuck up broad. Call me a plumber. I'll unplug you when you clog. We part of the crime. And you my misdemeanor. Like Katrina, I love your lesbian side, it really works well. Menage a trois, you Tiffany and Chanel. Cause I'm a grown man, I don't kiss and tell. But I'ma score you, give you the world, what the hell. The only thing you gotta do is leave the lanes alone. If you ain't broke cash, the conversation
I'm Superman, take it any place you wanna go. We can roll, howdy all around the globe. You know I'm Superman, keep you in that Gucci Louis Prada.
Or maybe a gorilla. That's what I look like in the winter in my chinchilla. Give you a baby meek, flashy hot pink. She put a dip set, her range even pink. The places we meet, it's all paradise. I ain't gonna lie, I'm a trick, don't discuss price. Yeah, I'm a bad man, but yet super nice. But see my kind of weakness to be a sharp flight. Her nickname Becky, yeah, I gotta fly. Cause I keep change, no nickels, lot of. I'm
Yeah.
So big shout out to Supreme Music, Joe, featuring Ace Hood. You know what it is, man. Supreme Music is a friend and family member of our show. Big shout out to the dude. You know what it is. Hey, but check it out, man. It's time. We've been promising y'all for 2 hours almost. We're going to have the boy Young Douglas on, a.k.a. C-Dub, for the old schoolers, you know what I'm saying? C-Dub, welcome to the show, young player. Give me a couple of seconds, Three, two, one, zero, negative one. Hey, what up, fam? You on the air.
Quarter Keys. What's up, Fresh Air?
What's good? What's your famo?
Man, everything good down here in the M, man. Just chilling, staying prayed up, staying humble, baby.
Hey, so hold on. I'm going to kick it off real. I got a couple things I want to touch on, fam. First of all, just to jump right into it, fam, you know what I'm saying? You out of Memphis right now. Is everything going on? Everything going cool down there, fam? Because all we can do is watch the news and see the water all over the place, fam. Is everything cool?
It's definitely different down here, man. Some it's kind of like a baby Katrina in certain spots in Memphis. It's sprinkled around, though. You know, I got a friend personally who house underwater right now, so that shit crazy for us out here, man.
Wow.
Hey, so hey, Doug. So, you know, I'm damn near from there. So, like, touch it, like, fill me in. Like, where's water at? Like, Raleigh, is it? Has it hit us?
It's certain part, mostly downtown. Then you got certain low areas across the city. It's just in the low areas in the city, man. Then downtown, you know, like we got Memphis and May coming up. They had to push that to higher ground. It's usually right down by the river, but now they had to move it to higher ground. So it's different, but we fixing it, man.
I mean, it ain't no casualties. Is it any casualties or anything like that? Like, what's going on with that? You know what I mean? Like,
nah, I ain't heard nothing in the city. I ain't heard nothing in the city on no casualties. Just mostly evacuations.
Right. Okay, that's a good deal, then. That's a good deal, fam. Like you say, everybody, you got prayers coming from up this way, bro. Real talk.
Much love. Much love.
All right, man, so the next thing I want to touch on, because I've been talking about it for 2 weeks, man, since we broke the joint last week on the radio show. Fam, talk to me about your name, bro, because, like I said, bro, you got to be a real nigga, you know what I'm saying, to call yourself your city, you know what I'm saying, because, you know, another nigga going to try to, you know, pull your card and say, nigga, you ain't Douglas, I'm Douglas or whatever, you feel what I'm saying? So you got to be a real nigga and standing on something for a motherfucker to call themselves they city, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
They hood for sure, you know what I mean?
So, the whole thing with Young Douglas came across my mind. It was my idea. And I've been in Douglas all my life since I was born, man. And I've been doing this music shit, of course. Had things going with Propeller ENT. And the whole neighborhood respect me. It ain't nobody in Douglas that can say they don't know me. So everybody is well aware of what I'm doing as Young Douglas. You know what I'm saying? It's haters too, but, you know, I ain't worrying about what a hater got to say.
We don't worry about them, though, Doug. You already know what that does.
Already. It's Young Douglas.
Hey, so I got a chance to listen to the mixtape. You know what I mean? The shit on Reverb Nation. Hey, check out his Reverb Nation, too. He got some good music. So I got a chance to listen to the mixtape, man, and I like it a lot. You know what I'm saying? I can't wait for you to do the studio album. That's going to be hard.
Right. Appreciate that, fam. I got to get you with me on that studio record, too, fam.
Yeah, you already know what it is, man. It's crazy because, like, I've seen you come up in this shit. Like, a lot of my homeboys I fuck with out here locking, you know, Lad and Q and shit. Like, so, you know, you family, so you know what it is.
Already.
Nothing.
Hey, so let's talk about the mixtape then. You know what I mean? And let's talk about the mixtape and the album. Like, what kind of direction are you going to, as far as like, 'cause you got something to say. You know what I mean?
I'm going at this thing with the mixtape volume. I'm gonna do the mixtape in volumes. I'm on volume one right now. It's I Am Douglas, the mixtape, by your boy, yours truly, Young Douglas. You know what I'm saying? It's basically starting off with volume one. I'm trying to spread my name out there, so everybody within the sound of my voice support Young Douglas. You feel me?
Man, you already know what it is. They got to. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's crazy because the longer you push to it, the longer you push to it. 'Cause you know me and Fella, we go hard, and we've been going hard for a long time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
Pella,
that's my guy.
Hey, man, Pella's the man. That's my nigga.
Shout out to Propeller Entertainment, Cornbread, Biscuit, everybody. What up, IBG,
shout
too.
Out to Cornbread. Nigga, shout out to Cornbread, motherfucking Biscuit.
Mm. Believe that.
Hey, so, hell yeah, Young Dugger. Hey, man, so that's why you're the reason why it's New Music Wednesday Part 2. Like, this is all your fault because you sparked me to do it because I'm going to play the same record I played last week.
All right.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to play the same record I played last week. Hey, and I've seen the video too, boy, and I love it.
Yeah, y'all can check my video out on YouTube on the Young Dugless channel. That's Young Dugless, one whole word, all lowercase letters.
Hey, man, well, this is what I'm going to do, man. I'm going to play Money Like Mine.
Money Like Mine, Young Dugless.
Get addicted,
baby.
Yeah. Okay. My money got a big face on the front. Everywhere I go, I ball in the sun. Can't hustle, then you need to start trying. Make your money look like mine. Yeah. Man, my money looking good. I think I'm about to take her out and floss her on the town a bit. Cause lately she been showing out. Living like a trapper, laying spring on the daily. Constantly progressing, got my pockets looking crazy. My money in my damn nuts. Yours Slim Shady. I'm moving on up to like the Jeffersons, baby. Building me a castle in the country like the king do. From out the same city, we love Martin Luther King too. Me, I have a dream too. Musically to bring you a brand new swagger, you can hustle, get your grain too. Looking good, feeling good, like a magazine shoe. Super sharp confidence, I guess I'm about to sting you. Sort of like a stingray, this could be a dream day. I got my own money, like the moon, the way I can't stay. I keep the royal painters clean, see me doing fine. On the search for me a queen, money looking like mine. My money got a big face on the front. Everywhere I go, I ball in the sun. If you ain't hustling, then you need to start trying. Make your money look like mine. All this money look the same. In fact, man, it's identical. My rap game phenomenal. My hustle at its pinnacle. Guess that I'm ahead of you. Sort of like a general. And you gon' need me to stamp you like a surgeon general. I can't see why they hate. Don't wanna see me with a mineral. I'm slicing Michael Jackson, acting like a smooth criminal. Straight back to the getaway. Try to make 10 songs a day so I can spend my first check to purchase where my mama stay. Somewhere right there by the lake, making sure my kids straight. My kids crib looking just as nice as where my mama stay. I wouldn't have it no other way. Faithfully at night I pray, knowing I can make a change and lead us to a brighter day. I feel like I got the right away to make it through and fight with they. Try to come against me with like I'ma throw my life away. Never was a brother, I'ma keep them big faces. This money looking good, man, somebody gotta say. My money got a big face on the front. Everywhere I go, I ball in the sun. If you ain't hustling, then you need to start trying. Make your money look like mine. My money got a big face on the front. Everywhere I go, I ball and I stunt. If you ain't hustling, then you need to start trying. And make your money look like mine. Yeah.
Everywhere I go, I ball and I stunt. Shout out to the boy Young Douglas, man. I was a banger, man, off the mixtape. Like you say, hey, Dub, man.
Yeah, I'm here.
You say you're doing your mixtape in volumes, right?
I'm doing my mixtape in volumes, man. I'm looking at doing 3 volumes before I get to my studio recording album.
Okay, that's what it is, man. I like to jump on some of the mixtape records too, man. You know we can get out on some of them too.
Come on, man.
That's what it is, man. So. I really appreciate you coming, too, man. There's a whole bunch of love from the
league. Man, I appreciate y'all having me, dawg. Fresh air. Keep giving it to them the real way, bro. I like how you putting it down in there, man. With the politics,
man, I appreciate
and everything
you,
else, dawg. Keep it going.
I appreciate that, fam. Like I say, fam, too, this ain't just no, like, it ain't, man, like, you know, you family, you know what I'm saying? Like say, fam, you know, fam, y'all got that one bond, you know what I'm saying? Like, you drop that shit off.
new music, old music, fan. You want to come by and vent, you want to talk about some suckers in your neighborhood, whatever, man. It's that one, it's that one little platform. You can do whatever you want to do here, brother.
Man, it is what it is, man. I'm already addicted, man. Legal Dope Radio, man.
I appreciate that pimping right there, man. You already know what it is, man. Pass the word, man. No, share your drugs, man. Don't be stingy, man. Share your drugs, man.
I'm going to share these drugs with everybody that want to get high. You feel me?
That's good looking, fam. I appreciate that, brother.
Off the muscle, much love to you on Quarter Key, man. Y'all keep this thing rolling, man. I'm going to be addicted every Wednesday.
Man, that's what up, man. Say no more about that, brother. We here.
100.
Good looking out, baby.
Much love.
Hey, man. The nigga Young Douglas.
Young Douglas, nigga. You got
to. He grew up on the nigga
changing my name to Noco.
Hey, listen, though. I'll never forget.
Nigga, what the fuck you talking about?
Listen, I'll never forget when them niggas came up to me and told us, man, tell us we was at the library. And you know what I'm saying? We was in the Parisian. You know what I'm saying, me and Pella? You know what I'm talking about? And C-Dub and this other nigga came up to the car. You know what I'm saying? And it's funny because I say this other nigga. Because when I heard the other nigga, I was like, yeah, that other nigga ready. You know what I'm saying? And Pella was like, man, C-Dub ready, man.
Yeah. Now, what
you say? Tell, hey, he said, now, man, C-Dub ready, man.
He's ready, man.
Hey, listen, he said, he ready, man. He said, he ready, man. We just got to, you know, then he start pointing at me like, you got to know, fella. You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, fuck it, let's do it. You know what I mean? So he got some of the Quarter Key, man. Like, niggas around me got some of this shit in them, man. It's like, I put it on them. All the rap niggas around me got some of that shit in them. And it's funny, I was talking about that shit with another nigga indirectly. Basically, he was saying, like, there's some whack motherfuckers out here, and he thinks that I need to make everybody good, basically. You know what I'm saying? He was like, you need to make these niggas good, like, but charge them, but make them good.
Quarter, Ghostwriter, for the right price.
You know what I'm saying?
I can even make your shit tighter.
And not even that, like, if I, you know.
Cooling. I mean, just game, yeah.
You know, I'll sit in on a couple of your sessions. You know,
you got to realize, fam, like, a lot of niggas got too much pride that, you know what I'm saying, for the whole thing. Because, come on, man, let's face it, man, a couple motherfuckers that we know did the same thing. I mean, you know, it's like, now, I not want to, man sharpens man like steel sharpens steel. I always say that.
Fair.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you got to think about the things that you can't do without the other one, you know what I'm saying? Like, you can't sharpen a nail without another piece of steel some kind of way.
Right.
You know what I mean? And why not take that game from somebody older, younger? You learn something every day, fam. You know what I'm saying? Like, you watch the news or whatever. You don't know how old these people be or whatever. Just, for example, you get your game from whoever you get your game from. You dig what I'm saying? So if it's going to come from Quarter Key, why not take it? You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't look at shit that way. You know what I'm saying? Because they be too good for themselves. You dig what I'm saying? C-Dub wasn't one of them. You feel me?
Yeah.
And it's evident.
The boy's nice.
It's evident because the boy ready for his post up. You feel me?
Right now.
Shout out to Young Douglas, man.
Hey, so man, shout out to all my niggas out there in Memphis, man. Shout out to Cornbread.
Down the middle of your day.
You know what I'm saying? shout out to them fools, man.
And prayers go out. Like I said, man, prayers go out because it's real down there. You know what I'm saying? Like we don't got that, you know, that problem in Illinois. You know what I'm saying, as far as the floodwaters go, you know what I mean? But you watch that, it's like fam said, it's people's cribs that's buried, bruh.
Yeah.
Flooded with water, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's to the windowsill, you know what I mean? That's like 6 feet, you know, 5 feet of water, 4.5 feet of water, man.
That's the river water.
Ugh. Mosquitoes and shit.
Everywhere.
80 degrees on top of all of that shit. Man, them dudes going through a real one right now, bro. Real talk, you know what I'm saying? Hey, so, Legal Dope Wednesday, we're winding down. We, another great one, you know what I'm saying? Tune in next week. We have AD the Problem Solver, repping Texas Hard Body, you know what I'm saying, stopping through, and much anticipated, long awaited visitation from my little bro, little daddy S. You know what I mean? Gonna drop off a couple joints and we're gonna pick his brain
You know what I mean? We're going to have him around for a while. You know what I mean? She was good with that. You know what I'm saying? Because he got a lot of shit going on, you know, with a couple of heavy hitters, too. You know what I'm saying? So, like I said, I wanted to touch on that shit last week, and I want to do it now. But, you know, our schedules got crossed. You know what I mean? He had another engagement that he had to go take care of, and that's understood. We're going to pick his brain next week. You know what I mean? Because we've been getting big requests out of the West Coast for that. You know what I'm saying? So we're going to definitely take care of that. You know what I mean? Quarter to the Gray, what you got, fam?
This is a Cassius Clay production.
Came to the club smelling like a pound of perfume. Came to the club smelling, came to the club smelling like a pound of perfume. Came to the club, reeking stupid fruity great eight. Ooey gooey sticky icky wee with a great taste. On my Jimi Hendrix shit, I'm smoking purple haze. Same shit Prince was smoking when he made purple rain. Did some dipset shit, purple city bird gang. High end fly niggas, birds playing. Gucci man ham with a big bag of purple. Damn right I'm going in. Don't nobody smoke commercials. Sitting here chilling with some bitches that he flirting. Got this goofy weed from a nerd, I call it Steve Urkel. 5,500 for the pound and it's worth it. Gave Cortez a couple zones, told him go ahead and smoke. He a fool when he busted down and sold it, made 5,500 and he went and bought his own shit. Went and bought a new whip, went and bought a blue chain. I told him he was tripping, should've got purple, man. Came to the club smelling like a pound of purple. Came to the club smelling, came to the club, hopped out with purple. Smoking good green and blue lean make you purple. Sacramento King weed, just call it purple. Baltimore Raven weed, just call it purple. You can tell I'm winning when I come, I smell like Grimace. Spark a blunder for your niggas, spark a blunder for your bitch. Purple in my clothes, and it's purple in my fitted. When I'm done with this song, it's gon' paint a purple city. Purple, 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 I go so dumb with it. Not only am I smoking, I burn purple to the killer. I love them new fives, cause they got that purple in it. Goddamn, I didn't mention bitch boy, purple ribbon. This a purple pen and I got a purple lighter. I just noticed that when I set my purple on fire. This a purple pen and I got a purple lighter. I just noticed that when I set my purple on fire. Came to the club smelling like a pound of purple. Came to the club smelling, came to the club smelling like a pound of purple. Smelling like a pound of purple.
Okay.
Came to the club smelling like a pound of purple. Came to the club smelling, came to the club smelling like a pound of purple.
Yo, Legal Dog Radio, quarter of the great, fresh air, the people's flair. So, big shout out, Young Douglas. Much love, you know what it is. Big shout out, Supreme Music, stopping through, checking us out, man. Good looking out on that. Much love to him, fam. Big shout out to Kickstand the Fourth, man. See you next week, Joe. Shout out to Friday Night, filling in for the kid. Shit. The Bastard. Block. The Q. The Lad. Blood, you know what I'm saying? Man, the free.
Free!
Hey, man. Oh. It's Legal Dope Radio, man. You know how we get it in, Joe. We'll see y'all next week, man. Dope Boys.
Stay addicted.